Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik said that the reach of the NCC should extend to every district and institution in Arunachal Pradesh, ensuring that the maximum number of students can benefit from it. He said that the NCC is not just an extracurricular activity, but an integral part of education that nurtures unity, discipline, leadership, patriotism, and the noble spirit of nation first among young minds. The governor said this when the commanding officer of 1st Arunachal Pradesh NCC Battalion, Colonel Samundra Vijay Sharma, called on him at the Raj Bhavan today. Highlighting the need to establish more NCC units across the state, the governor said that expanding the organization's footprint will help nurture a generation of disciplined, confident and service-minded youth dedicated to the nation. State Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik has urged the Arunachal Pradesh Private Educational Institutions Regulatory Commission APPEIRC to strengthen accreditation, inspections and performance audits to ensure that private educational institutions meet national and global standards while fostering innovation, inclusivity and employability. The governor made the remarks when APPEIRC chairman Shring Naksang called on him at the Raj Bhavan and presented the commission's annual report for 2024-25 along with an update on its activities. Governor Parnaik advised the commission to undertake projects that contribute to the nation's development, particularly in the fields of education, sports and socio-cultural activities, and emphasized strict adherence to prescribed norms to maintain the quality of education across private institutions. Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Sunday inaugurated a series of key infrastructure projects in Dirang subdivision of West Kameng district, including the newly constructed subdivisional secretariat at Hing Tangkha and the Jambi Tashi Memorial Peace Park at Chuk Valley. Dedicating the new secretariat, Khandu said the modern complex bringing all key departments under one roof will greatly enhance administrative efficiency and service delivery. He also inaugurated the newly built 70-meter double-lane steel bridge over the Meong River at Kharsa, replacing the old G-Pebble bridge, terming it a vital step toward improved connectivity and local development. Chief Minister Pema Khandu announced that the state government will double the number of youths sponsored for adventure training at the National Institute of Mountaineering and Adventure Sports, NIMAS Dirang, from 200 to 400 annually. Sharing the news on social media, Khandu described it as good news for adventure enthusiasts, emphasizing that the initiative aims to encourage more young Arunachalis to embrace the spirit of adventure, discipline and leadership. During his visit to NIMAS, the Chief Minister reviewed the campus facilities and ongoing development projects with its director, Colonel Ranveer Singh Jamwal. A two-day mental health awareness workshop was organized by Ahichu Self-Help Group at Anini, Devang Valley on November 1st and 2nd. The sessions were conducted by Thanmai N and Coach Topo, clinical psychologists and founders of Manoha Therapy, focusing on mental well-being for both adults and children. Devan addressed parents on identifying early signs of mental health issues in children, while Day 2 guided teachers on classroom management and understanding child behavior. Evening sessions included one-on-one counseling for parents and children. Chief Minister Pema Khandu unveiled the Monul Super League Cup at Dirang, a premier football tournament aimed at promoting the sport and nurturing sportsmanship among the youth of Arunachal Pradesh. Announcing the event, Khandu said the league will kick off on November 9 at Tawang. He expressed happiness that Indian football legend Baichung Bhutia will grace the inaugural ceremony. The MSL will foster unity, healthy competition and provide a vibrant platform for local talent to shine, Khandu said. The Indian women's cricket team created history by winning their first ever ICC Women's ODI World Cup, defeating South Africa by 52 runs in a thrilling final at Navi Mumbai last night. Powered by Safali Verma's 87 and Deepthi Sharma's all-round brilliance, 5-4-39, India posted 298-7 before bowling out South Africa for 246. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.